Today is National Book Day.
Oh, I love books. Yay, books.
Brooke, blacking out at your book club every week doesn't count.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, you got to find different ways to really connect with literature, and that's my way.
Wait, literature.
Yeah.
So,
come on.
I was going to attempt to tell you the top five most hilarious book puns I could find over the internet.
Please.
Unfortunately, everything I found was too smart and witty for this crowd. So
oh, yeah.
I don't know if any of you are going to get these, but let's just try.
Oh, we're going to try.
We're going to pretend like we get them.
For example, number five, you've never read Fitzgerald? You Gatsby kidding me.
Oh, because the Great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Silence over from the Alexis corner of the room. Number four, dystopian novels are so 1984.
Get it?
Because the book 1984 is a dystopian.
It's about a dystopian
novel.
World that we're actually currently living in right now.
Jose.
Number three, Waldo goes to India and finds himself.
Now that's a good one.
The children's book reference. Jose's loving it. We're down to 2.5 listeners now officially. That's why I'm going to go with a John Milton pun.
Okay.
Why is John Milton a terrible guest at game nights?
Why?
Because when he's around, there's always a paradise lost.
I'm assuming there's a book, Paradise Lost.
Paradise Lost, that's the name of a really famous book.
That one wasn't very funny, though.
Okay, Paula Poundstone, excuse me. Finally, I'm going to go easy.
Oh, we got
another number one here.
One.
This is the best. Because we all know libraries make shh happen. Oh, wow. Okay. Got the booze from the in-studio crowd. All right. Well, happy National Book Day, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, all you librarians out there.
Yeah. All five of you that are left.
No, there's a lot.
Are there?
Dude, the library's hopping. I'm telling you. I was just there the other day.
Wow.
Let's just get the heck out of this and move on to the shock collar question of the day. No bucking in studio today means sending it right over to Digital Jake, who's going to tell us what to do. Jake, what's going on?
It's the game show that's too powerful for even Red Bull to sponsor.
Whoa.
It's Guess It or Mess It.
Yay!
And if you've never heard it before, it's just like Celebrity Pyramid, but with no celebrities.
Yeah. Literally.
Each of our hosts have 30 seconds to guess a single phrase or saying using only one-word clues. And after your time is done, you'll have one final chance to say the correct answer. And if you get it wrong, you'll get shocked and I will laugh in your face. Today's theme for Guess It or Mess It is sports-themed movies.
Interesting.
All right, now the clue giver will not be able to use actor or character names at all. Former D1 athlete Alexis Atomic Fireball Fuller will be the first to guess.
Wow.
And she'll receive clues from the man who spent more time in men's locker rooms than Tom Brady, Jeffrey DeBoe. All right, Alexis, unplug for a second. Alexis's movie is Field of Dreams.
Oh,
interesting.
All right, Alexis, we're ready for you.
Zero chance, but let's try.
Okay. Jeff, your time to give clues starts now.
Shoeless.
Barefoot.
She's never going to get it from that.
Bankrupt.
Poor. Broke.
Oh, no.
Ghosts.
Scary.
Corn.
There we go.
Maze?
You're thinking of movie titles.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Things.
Okay. Dad!
Lost in the corn. Oh.
Diamond.
A treasure hunt in the corn?
Iowa.
Barefoot. Iowa.
Sports.
What sport do you play in Iowa in the corn?
Yeah.
Oh,
what
my
sports
God.
Do you play
just
in Iowa?
Said it out loud.
You have one final guess, Alexis.
Oh, isn't there like a baseball one? Is the Field of Dreams like a movie, Jake?
I can't answer that.
That's my guess.
Oh,
no way!
Falling backwards into Field of Dreams.
I don't even feel good about that.
Well, I know like once. Three sports movies, and that sounds right.
Wow.
All right,
Alexis is safe. Alexis, you're now giving clues to the Idaho State hot dog water chugging champion of 1994 to 1998. A little bit of a dynasty there.
Wow. Four consecutive years.
I already know that's me.
Yeah.
All right, Brooke's plugging her ears. Brooke's movie is Bad News Bears.
Are you good?
Yeah, you're good.
Sorry, Brooke.
Okay. Alexis, you can start giving clues now.
Okay, good. Good.
I like this.
Better.
Opposite.
Bad. Bad boys.
Paper.
Bad. Bad paper.
Bad. TV.
TV. Bad paper. TV. Newspaper. Bad boys for life.
Okay. Roar.
Roar.
And.
You're doing good.
Roar. Lion. Bad
animal.
Lion. Bad
brown.
Tiger. Bad. Bad bears. Bad. Oh, the little league baseball one.
One last guess.
Bad news bears.
Yes!
I told you were doing great. Yeah. Wow.
Brooke, you're up, and you'll be giving clues to the guy who takes PEDs for his ADD.
Yeah.
Jose Butterbean Bolaños.
I'm swole in all the wrong places.
Okay. Jose's going to disconnect here. Jose's movie is The Blind Side. All right, ready for you, Jose. Brooke, your time to give clues starts now.
Me.
Mom.
Glasses.
Nerd.
Vision.
Sad.
Blind. Mashed potatoes.
Delicious.
What? Oh, wow.
Blind deliciousness.
Interesting.
Blinders. Pinky blinders.
What's another word for that?
Blind mice.
Heart. Or hair.
No more clues. No more clues. Jose, you have one final guess.
Blind hair potatoes.
Oh, no. Come on.
I'm sorry. The movie we were looking for was The Blind Side.
Oh, oh duh. Now it's a duh.
Potatoes was interesting. I didn't know how to go to side.
No, yeah. I could have got it. That was a good one.
So Jose's getting shocked right now. But Jose, now you're giving clues to your beach volleyball partner, Jeffrey the Woodwaxer DeBoe.
Wait, Woodwaxer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Jeffrey's movie is Friday Night Lights.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Jeff, we're ready for you.
All right. Headphones on.
Jose's either singing alone or he's singing with you. If you don't get this right. Jose, you can begin to give clues as soon as I finish this sentence, which is now.
Weekend.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Almost.
Spaceballs.
Evening.
Evening. Moulin Rouge?
Bright.
Bright. Oh, she's all that.
Sky.
Spaceballs again.
It's sports movies.
Those are all sports movies.
Evening. Night. Bright.
Sun.
Bright, no more clues.
Bright night?
Jeffrey, you have one more guess.
Waterboy?
I'm sorry. It was the right sport, though. You were very close. Yeah. The movie you were looking for was Friday Night Lights.
Oh, those were terrible clues, man. Those are horrible.
Weekend, I gave you everything.
It's okay. You're just bad at this game, Jose.
Yeah, it was questionable on the clues.
All right.
So Jose and I are both going to be getting shocked today while singing Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
All right, mashed potatoes. It's the eye of the tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rival. Oh, wow.
It's your shock collar question of the day. Happy National Book Day.
All right.
Phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.